Would you just behave as a Christian? That's what Paul is telling us in Romans chapter 12, in what we're calling part two of the 22 identifiable behaviors of a Christian today in the Word. Good morning and welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer and we're in the book of Romans. If you like these teachings, be sure and give it a thumbs up, like it, or even subscribe if you haven't had a chance to do so. We're addressing 22 identifiable behaviors of a Christian. Now, there may be more, but right here in chapter 12, Paul lays these out for us and they're worth contemplating. I'm going to pick up on number 12. We got through half of them in our last teaching. Today we begin in verse 14 and we'll finish the chapter in verse 21. Verse 14 says, "Bless those who persecute you and bless and do not curse." What's he saying for the number 12th one? Bless your persecutor. When someone reviles you, when someone speaks all manner of evil against you, and Jesus had already taught us to pray for them, here to bless them. The blessing is a prayer. To pray a blessing upon them and to speak a blessing upon them. It does more for you than it does for them, but it's one of the behaviors of a believer. Now, look at the next part. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Number 14 and 15. Weep with others and rejoice with others. So we not only rejoice, we weep. What does that mean? That means when you honor people and you can rejoice with them, you're joined with them in spirit and in heart. You're not taking away from them. You're not angry because they're getting blessed. You're enjoying, and they know. I can tell when somebody's really rejoicing with me. And it says to weep. Number 14, weep with those who weep. That's identifying, having empathy, relating to. Sometimes people just need us to sit down beside them and cry with them. Not saying you shouldn't be crying, but to feel their pain and to weep with them. It's one of the behaviors of a Christian. So that's why he says that rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Now look at verse 16. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Number 15, see others as equal. Equal to you and you equal to them. See yourself on the same plane. That's important. Number 16, associate with those who others say are of a lower status. I love it when I see Christians identify with some people who others would have nothing to do with them. I think that's like Jesus. I've seen that happen and I'm moved by it. And I know it's a mature believer who's acting in the power of Christ in themselves. And so, not only do you associate with those of humble, don't be wise in your own opinion. In other words, don't think you know more. Oh, pride, that's the big one. That's the big one for me. It is so powerfully strong and tempting for all of us. And here he's saying part of the behavior of a Christian is don't think you know more. Just relax. You don't have to offer your opinion. That's number 17. Let's read the next verse, verse 17. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. In other words, don't get revenge. You'll see that in other passages of the New Testament epistles. Don't take revenge. Give place for God to do that. And as a result, you honor what others think as well. Number 19, he says, but have high regard for the good things in the sight of all men. It does matter what other people think. Now, we're not under the bondage of what other people think in the sense that we are afraid of them and what people are going to say, but it does matter that we live our life in a way that we have a high regard for what others think. Think about it. It's very important. Verse 18, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Live at peace if possible. In other words, you do your part. You can't control what others do. Even if you own your transgression and you ask for forgiveness and they don't respond appropriately, don't get bent out of shape. As far as you're concerned, on your part, you live at peace. Don't stir up that strife. So that's number 20. Let me read now a little bit further. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Give place for God's wrath, for vengeance is his. Now, when I take vengeance, here's what he's saying, don't punish people. There's a lot of times we're wanting people to be punished. I believe that's one of the reasons we don't forgive people, is we want them to suffer a little bit longer. We think if we forgave them, somehow we're relieving them of their punishment. Really, we're punishing ourselves. And the behavior of a Christian here is not only to live at peace, but not to try to punish others. Let God take care of people. Hear it over and over. Trust God with your relationships. Trust Him. Then he quotes out of the Old Testament, verse 20, therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. So in doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. In other words, you'll allow God to deal with him. I know for a fact, and I know from experience, when I try to take things into my own hand, and I'm not saying it's not a place to confront, I'm not saying it's not a place to exhort or to rebuke, that's not what I'm saying, but that idea of vengeance and taking upon yourself to see that they're punished, if I release it to God, if you will release it to God and treat them as though they're your friend, pull them close, God will deal with them. Let them twist off under the dealings of God, but don't you be the one that drives them away. You pull them close, meaning you feed them, you give them something to drink, you stay close to them and let God deal with them. Then lastly, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's number 22. What does that mean? Act in the opposite spirit. Do you see it? When someone comes against you, or even what's going on in our world around us, right now with all of the hurt from racism, we as believers ought to be acting in the opposite spirit. In all the area of dissension and contention, we ought to be the sweetest. We ought to be acting in the opposite spirit. Overcome evil with good by acting in the opposite way. I love it that the Word of God is so practical. As you walk through the book of Romans with me, what you're doing is you are being fed and given direction. And that's where Paul gives us 22 identifiable behaviors. Thank you for joining us today in the Word.